Howdy, y'all. It's Shelley from Shelley's Podcast in Austin, Texas. And when I'm not roping cows or cleaning up what they leave behind, I'm listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast.
Those Texas blue bonnets, how sweetly they grow.
Hello? Hello? Oh, it's working. Here, do you want to have some headphones?
They're wrapped around me.
The headphones wrapped around me like I'm giving away his beads at Mardi Gras. Here, put some headphones on, Amy. Oh, I stopped something. I know. Big shock. Oh, there it goes. Yes, it's on. Oh. You'll just notice the lights flashing. Flashing before your eyes. Okay, plug your headphones in there. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. At least we think it is. Supposedly it's recording. Is it recording? Yeah, it is.
I can't get my earphones.
Got it? You don't have your own mic. I have no way to split the mic, so we have to share. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear you?
Yes, I can hear me.
So we are doing a October fireside chat. Let's see, we bought the fire pit when, Amy?
I think it was May. It was right before, I know it wasn't in the month of June because you wanted to have this for Father's Day and you decided to get it early so we could use it. And then, of course, it immediately, like the next day, went to 100 degrees.
Yeah, so we got about two uses out of the old fire pit until, as Amy stated, it went to 100 degrees. I think Mother Nature realized, ooh, they want to use their fire pit? Make it hot. Then this week, Mother Nature said, okay, make it cold because 2 days ago, we had the air conditioner on, right?
That is correct.
And now it's on?
The heat, and I'm out here freezing by a fire pit.
Amy goes, let's go. We're kids. Put the kids in bed. We're going outside to the fire pit. So here we are. Yeah, the fire is brand new. I guess if I'd known we were going to do this a little earlier, I could have started, and then the heat would have been going. But instead, what did we do? What did we throw on this little fire, Amy?
I don't know. Oh, gas. We threw gas on it.
And it burned. I think the neighbors thought we had a KKK rally going or something. It was whoosh. Burning down the house.
Yeah, you took the page right out of my dad's book.
Yes. Can't get a fire going, use something flammable. Well, we are celebrating today because what came... Well, we aren't celebrating. I am excited. What came today for me?
Your new mixer.
What comes on Monday?
Probably nothing because it's a holiday.
UPS will deliver on Columbus Day. Actually, some of the schools in town actually have to go to school on Columbus Day. Unit 5 does.
Too bad for them. I'm a banker.
Yeah, we don't work ever. Oh, it's snow day.
No, I just, completed my first week back at the bank. And I was very happy that now we have a 3-day weekend. Woohoo!
Yeah. We're getting a little snow here from the old...
It's our baby monitor.
Yeah, little interference from the old baby monitor.
Ooh, chilly out here.
Amy, look at all the heat. Actually, I think we're getting more smoke than heat.
Yeah, and I think, we're sitting on this side, and I think actually the heat's blowing the other way, along with the smoke.
Well, but... Do you want to be smoky and warm or cold and non-smoky? Of course, we smoked out the kitchen. We think we burned the mouse.
Yeah, we have another mouse! Yay! Little turd!
Quite literally. We had those longtime listeners, we had a mouse problem at one point, and I thought I found their great entrance, didn't I, Amy?
You did, Matt. You thought you had plugged it up, and by God, they proved you wrong.
Bastards. Yeah, and they came back in. So I don't know where their great mouse hole is now. But now we have more traps that we will catch them. Oh, yes, we will. So what's going on with our fireside chat, Amy? I'm waiting for the heat. Am I warm yet?
No, and I'm honestly, I really am not expecting any of this to be recorded.
Well, it's all... You're just thinking we're just talking to ourselves. But it sounds really fun to talk to each other in headphones, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Ooh, this is cool. We're really important.
That's better than listening to the football game next door.
No, that was like, oh, shoot. Should have gone to football game.
No, shoot. You should have. Oh, shoot. No.
Loser.
Oh, losing the monitor here. Well, you know what? It's a beer holder, not a baby monitor holder.
It's a cup holder. You know, people sit in these chairs and drink soda.
Really?
Or water. Or water. Or a, you know, a cool lemonade in the summer.
Or a beer and wine in a plastic cup on a cold night trying to salvage some heat off a fire they made.
Yeah, I'm flashing back to my younger days when we'd been out doing this. We would have had some shots.
That's why these fires always seemed warmer than they really are. Maybe we can do some smoke signals and signal our podcasting fellows.
Okay.
Well, there's some of them close enough. They probably saw the blast of flame come off the gas.
I'm sure. Neighbor's like, what the heck happened back there?
Isaac's going, oh, there goes Red Boy in his fire pit. I don't know. We might even publish this. It's just fun to pretend.
Oh, we probably will, because you like to put as many of these goofy things out there as possible.
Yes, I do. But look at the, you know what? There we go. Since this is a podcast, and everybody says, well, nobody can see what you're doing on a podcast, we'll take a picture for the Moblog on the podcast. There we go. And I'm going to upload it to the Red Boy podcast so that when you lucky listeners are listening to this rambling disaster, and I'm sure that's why everybody likes the podcast, because they can always hit stop, right?
That's correct, Matt. That is correct. They can hit stop and probably delete.
Do you have any news stories, Amy?
I really don't. I mean, this was just like a little spontaneous. We're like, okay. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, it was spontaneous to the extreme. I mean, I was literally just sitting on the couch with, excuse me, a beverage and my shoes off, kicking it back. Amy goes, let's go do a fire. I'm like, okay. But you know what? I'm all about it because I really want to use my fire pit. I like it.
What are we buying tomorrow?
A better cover, because I had it covered all summer long in a bajillion degrees weather, right? A tarp, a blue tarp covering it the whole time. Take the cover off. It's got, what, 6 inches of water in it?
It didn't have 6 inches of water.
You're right. It was at least a foot.
No, but that wasn't what I was going to say.
But where do you think it came from, Amy?
I don't know.
Did it grow up from underneath?
No, and here's the thing. I don't care about that. I'm wanting to get... Sticks. I want grill sticks so we can do marshmallows out here.
Well, let's see. I'll go climb a tree, you know, and
you'll whittle it down.
Yes, I may lose a finger or two in the process, but I can whittle.
I don't really have a comment for that.
I don't have a splitter for the mics, so we're having to share. We either had to one person listen or both people talk. I don't have another way. I'm sorry.
Well, you could put it in between. We could just yell.
Okay, so, welcome. Here we are.
How's that sound?
Yeah. I'm going to say not good. I know my engineering quality sucks on average, but, you know. And I worked today. I worked all day on a Friday, Amy. It's against my religion or something.
Well, you're the one who's making the plans.
And my feet hurt. Apparently my loafers aren't designed for, Kohan didn't design shoes made for standing. They're made for looking pretty under a desk.
That would be correct, Matt. I think you need to invest in some sturdier shoes.
What did my dad say? I need to buy,
Rockports.
Or Rockports.
I told you that. I used to work at a grocery store. You stand on your feet all day.
So I'm saying, what do Rockports have to do with the grocery store? Yeah, we used to sell the Rockports at the local grocery store.
No, we had to wear them so that we would not have bad feet problems.
I feel heat. I'm almost in the fire, but I feel heat.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm sure it's the recording stopping. How long have we been going? I'm sure, wait.
I don't know, but I think I need a blanket.
Okay, why the hell did I build a fire if you need a blanket?
I don't know. Because you come outside and you sit around a fire.
It's all about the ambiance, right?
I really think that is it. Usually you're either on fire, pretty much, or you're cold at Weenie Roast.
Well, we have weenies. We have no sticks, though. I'd have to go get the tiki torches and stick a hot dog on it.
We're going to buy some sticks tomorrow.
For what? For... Okay, yes, we will, you know what, we will buy sticks. Because Amy's going to cook a damn hot dog. It may be gas-filtered hot dogs, but they'll be hot dogs.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay, well, since we have nothing to really talk about, we'll just make this a quick weenie roast cast, or a no weenie, just fireside chat. Any parting words of wisdom, Amy?
The birds are gone.
The birds are gone. That is another reason we're outside, is because there's no birds.
They got the memo. It's cold, so they left.
Yeah, it was hot one day, they were here. Cold the next day, bye-bye. So that either killed them off or, I don't know, but... So birdies went bye-bye. Life is better. So anyway, anything else, Amy, besides birds are gone, worse fireside chat, and just wasting people's time if they're still listening?
No. Nothing.
All right. Well, she is.
Absolute Amy.
And I'm Red Boy. And we're out.